trouble?
U.S. 8D. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you doing this evening?
Keeping it quiet. Went to the grocery store and did a few things, but otherwise just hanging around. Name here is Mike. Mike India Kilo Echo, and located in Campobello, South Carolina.
Stop at the store on the way home. Yeah, my name is Jimmy. I'm over here where I'm right now. I'm on 85 near Woodruff Road, but I'm headed towards Piedmont.
Up there when I was out, had some flurries and sleet.
I was doing that earlier. I was doing it back home in Piedmont and all the way up here to Woodruff Road. It was doing it, but now by the time I came out of Lowe's, it's been stopped and dried up, it looks like.
Then to Ingles, it wasn't doing anything. It was just kind of dreary out, and then went to go back to the car to drop off some groceries, and it was snowing pretty good. I don't think it stuck, but it was pretty.
Yeah, so it wasn't sticking to nothing, just making the windshield dirty.
So what kind of operating do you typically do? UHF, VHF, HF, what?
My UHF, VHF, that's all. I've got my tech license right now. Thinking about trying to start back studying here. I've got a lot of other projects going on. Trying to get started anyway. It's going to take too much time to try to study right now, but I'm eventually going to try to get in there and do that.
Fun if you get into it. I've been running HFCW for about 30 years. Get on sideband once in a while.
Yeah, I'll probably have to stick to it. I've tried several times to learn Morse, and my brain just doesn't seem to want to work that way. Even though I've tried to learn foreign languages, my brain just won't do it. Maybe if I can find the right system somewhere, I might be able to figure it out, but I don't know, one of these days. So now I'll stick to voice.
Really had a good ear for it, but I kept at it so I can kind of send my way out of a paper bag, but I'm not a contester by any means.
Good. I've always thought it was interesting. I'd love to be able to just sit and listen to decode Morse like that, but I've known several people that could do it, and I just can't do it.
Necessary. You know, you can grab the microphone and have a lot of fun with that.
If I'm on the radio, I can talk all day long to somebody, anybody, but in person, I'm horrible at talking to somebody. It's hard for me to just walk up to somebody and start talking to them, especially somebody I don't know. But on the radio, it's just fine.
Withdrawals, the bands have been pretty crappy. Used to do a lot of DXing phone and CW, you know, talking to Europe and Japan and all that. Kind of miss it.
I'm definitely want to eventually get into it. And well, that just sounds like I love listening. I mean, I listen to stuff on regular, just regular handheld, receiver, shortwave receiver, something like that, but just listening with sideband on it where you can listen. And it's interesting to hear people from all over the world talking. I'd love to be able to talk to people like that.
Used to make contacts with a bunch of different Russian stations, and that was kind of fun at the time because they wouldn't really tell you a whole lot. You get the weather and the time of day, and that was about it.
Allowed to say too much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the deal. But it was still fun.
It's kind of like in Cuba now, and are they even allowed to have shortwave radios there?
Oh, no, the Cubans are on the air all the time. Or at least they used to be up until a couple of years ago. I've been off the air for a couple of years, just moved into Campobello, been trying to straighten the house out and get some stuff done.
Somewhere I'd heard that, or they were talking about taking them away there or something, I'm not sure. Hopefully they don't ever try to take them away here.
KN4VWA. KN4VWA, Steve, I heard you say you were in Campobello.
Yes, sir. Right between 11 and 176.
Well, I'm on New Cut Road.
And it's just a little bit south of me here.
Because the new park that they built, the park that they built there, if you're coming south on New Cut from 11, the park that they built.
I've only lived here a couple of months, and I still don't have the lay of the land.
Okay. Well, I'm about 4 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road.
Timbers.
Yeah. So give me a general area where you are.
You know where 11 and 176 cross over? I'm about 3/4 of a mile north of that intersection.
Yeah. So are you there on Asheville Highway?
Off the highway, I'm on a little street called Reagan Street. It runs in between the two.
Hello, neighbor. My name's Steve. KN4VWA.
Steve D. So, the station I was talking to, I didn't write your name down. Was it Jim?
Yeah. I'm Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Papa Alpha.
Don't pay no attention to him. He's down there at Piedmont. He ain't right.
Piedmont is not far from a place called Possum Kingdom.
Good.
Where were you before you came to Campobello?
I lived in Rock Hill for about 15 years. Prior to that, up north of Detroit. And lived in that area for a long time.
We could tell he wasn't from around here, Jim. You know, you could tell by that accent. welcome to the neighborhood. We hope you like it down here.
Mark beats the heck out of shovel and snow in Michigan, let me tell you.
Detroit?
Nah, north of Detroit a bit. Well, southeast Oakland County, which, northern suburb of Detroit.
At least here you don't have to worry about ducking and running to keep from getting shot in certain areas.
Sometimes you do.
We don't hang out where you do.
Yeah, about Possum Kingdom, that usually, people will hear that and they kind of want to try to turn and go the other way.
Well, now, we need to be sure to tell him if he wants to fit in and he's around Greer, tell him it ain't Greer, it's Greer.
My relatives lived in Greer. I can't say it. I'm just going to call it Greer because that's all I can do.
He ain't from around here, won't we, Jim?
We're just glad to see new people move here. I don't mind it. A lot of people complain about new people moving to the area, but I don't mind it. Everybody needs to come to this area at least once. There's not too many of them.
I'm California.
Yeah, if they're trying to get away from California, I can understand it. But if they just want to bring it here, no, they can keep it.
Amen. Well, listen, I just kind of butted in there when I heard that young man was living in Campobello. So, anyhow, I'll get out of y'all's way. Y'all carry on. It's KN4VWA. And, by the way, now after things sort of kind of maybe get back to normal, you ought to look up the Greer Amateur Radio Club. And pretty good bunch of guys. So hopefully maybe we'll actually get to meet. KN4VWA, clear. Y'all carry on.
Have a good evening there.
Yeah, I was with the York County Amateur Radio Club for several years. I didn't know Greer had a club, so that's interesting. Anybody have any idea when the next swap meets will roll around? I miss those.
They have one up there not too quick this car go by. They have one up there not too long, not too far from you just a few months ago, and that was the only one that I've heard of since all this stuff started, and I don't know what another one's gonna be. It was up there at Welford. No, I can't remember where it was at, but it was a pretty good one. I went to that one and got a few things, but hadn't heard anything else.
Get my antennas and stuff up. I mean, not that I've got anything really great, but I need some bits and pieces, and swap would be a nice place to find some.
Yeah, I know that probably not too far from you. There's a guy called the Wire Man. It sells, only you may have heard of, probably heard of him. He's not too far from you. He's got a lot of wires, these connectors.
Shops around here somewhere?
Jacksonville, I think it's just outside of Traveler's Rest over on the other side. I'm not exactly sure, but it's not too far away. It's probably not too far away from you. Probably maybe within 30 minutes, I would imagine.
It's not even 20 minutes away, and it's up off of Highway 11 there at
Highway 101. Go online and look up The Wireman, and he's right in the shadow of Glassy Mountain.
Let me look that up. I don't need any cable yet, but I bought stuff from him before, a lot of ladder line, things like that, but always at some swap. Been in the Spartanburg swap a few times, and it's usually pretty decent.
It's hard to navigate with, at least on the phone anyway. I hadn't looked at it actually on a regular computer, but I know it'd be nice to revamp how his website lays out, at least for mobile users anyway. But it does have a lot of stuff. It's kind of hard to pick and find it on the website.
Check it out. Hey, guys, thanks for the chat. I'm going to get out of here and start looking at maybe getting some dinner going. 7-3, have a great day. This is Whiskey Sugar 8 Delta.
Hey, Alpha 7-3, I'm just pulling in the grocery store here myself, and I'll catch you later on here, KO4 GPA. I'll be clear.